Now, there's a new staging system out for lung cancer. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Well, for many years now, there has been a huge effort trying to develop a better staging system for lung cancer. And the first report of this effort was at the International Lung Cancer Meeting in Seoul, Korea, back in September. There were also papers in the Journal of Thoracic Oncology in August of 2007. The papers are broken down into different areas. Some dealt with the issues of tumor size. Some dealt with nodal disease. To summarize, the reanalysis of the nodal disease criteria was such that no recommendation was made to change from the current staging. So the nodal stages are going to stay the same. The changes, however, that folks are going to make are in the size of the tumor. So there's been a proposal that I think people have largely agreed with to further subdivide the T1 and T2. The tiniest tumors would be T1A, and that would be less than or equal to 2 centimeters. There's now a T1B class, which is 2 to 3, and then T2A, which is 3 to 5, T2B, which is 5 to 7, and T2C, which is greater than 7. They have shown in the study population that they used to divide this that these are individual categories that separate themselves with some statistical robustness, and I think people have decided to do this. And I think particularly in the adjuvant situation, we're going to be doing this. And you'll notice you brought up before about the 4 centimeter thing now used in adjuvant trials, and that does not appear here. So again, please remember that was chosen on much smaller sample size than here. The other change in the system reflects a reality, and that is first that the presence of a pleural effusion suggests a much poorer prognosis and a prognosis virtually identical to patients with metastatic disease. So while the current staging will call that 3B, the next rendition of the staging would make that stage 4. The other issue that they tried to address was the issue of multiple primary tumors or multiple nodules in the same lobe of the lung. Under the current staging system, they were stage 3B, which is a stage where surgery is not routinely done. I think many of the surgeons, and I totally agree with them, if indeed that is all the disease a patient has, that removing that lobe with those 2 tumors makes sense. And these patients do have a survival of approximately 20 to 30%, which would suggest that that's the way that they should be treated rather than saying that they're not operable candidates. So the new staging is going to reflect that. So those are the main things, to subdividing tumors based on their size, taking the pleural effusion patients and making them with stage 4, and then dealing with this idea of multiple nodules and saying that you should still think about, for those that are in the same lobe, removing them.